to another episode of the Crazy Town Podcast. My name is Jonas. I'm your host, and I'm here with
TNT Dynamite, the explosive one. TNT D-I-N-O-M-I-G-H-T. What up, Jeremy?
Oh, you know, dude, just hanging out. We're doing the podcast. It's not Sunday morning.
Oh, it is not, dude. It's the late shift.
Ooh, after dark. It's Ooh. Literally after dark.
Adult Swim.
No, dude, we ain't swimming nowhere. It's Corona.
I'm barely an adult.
Yeah, both of those, all of the above. Thank you for joining us today on the Crazy Town Podcast. Whether you're watching us on our YouTube channel, replays of Crazy Town Media, subscribe there, or Spotify, iTunes, under Crazy Town Podcast. Thank you so much for being a part of our show today. And this guy, he does switch things.
TNT Dynamite. I'm on Twitch every single day at 10 o'clock Central. That's TNT DINOMIGHT _ Crazy Town.
Hells to the yeah.
Start your sweat off your neck with your day off correct with Dynamite.
Start sweating off your neck while you watch Dynamite correct your grammar.
There you go. That works.
Yeah, you should do a stream where you like people come in and talk to you, and then you just correct their grammar.
Yeah, Jonas, that would be great. Like if I did just like an English teaching screen stream, that'd be great.
I doubt you would have very many people.
I'm looking at ways to innovate the stream, man.
You know, dude.
Would you have any ideas?
All these kids are home from school.
Yes.
They don't want to be taught by their teacher.
No.
They could be taught by you.
What am I going to teach?
English.
You? I'm not proficient enough to teach.
You have a degree.
I do not. What? Not in English.
Oh, well, to be a substitute teacher, you just have to have a degree, right?
I mean, I do have like decades of learning English.
Yeah, dude, right?
Speaking it.
Yeah, dude, I speak it too, yeah.
I spoke it once or twice. Look at that. I used the past tense.
Oh, dude. English. You were like, yeah. Yeah, dude, you could teach them, you could teach them how to hang out in your room. I'm going to teach you how to hang out in your room.
I mean, that's pretty easy.
Yeah, dude. Where is your backdrop, by the way?
It should
is
be
it
here.
Is it in China, dude? Like,
no, dude, it said, like, if I had my phone, which I haven't seen
in a year,
at least 10 hours, I don't know.
No, but dude, like, where is it? Like, where did it come from?
I don't know, dude.
Probably China, dude. You've been talking about it for like 6 weeks.
I gotta pick up a new. This is so that backdrop is coming, and then they make their look just for people at home. You can have any image superimposed onto a cloth backdrop.
Yeah,
and you can. What do you mean, yeah?
Yeah, I mean you just get a green screen, dude.
What do you mean, yeah? No, not like that. I mean an actual cloth backdrop. And then you can just like...
So you could like take a picture of like your Johnson and have it made into an embroidery.
I don't even know anybody named Johnson, Jonas, for one thing.
Do you not?
But if I did, I wouldn't put Mr. Johnson up on a...
So you can do whatever you want. You can like take a picture of our couch, put it on your backdrop, dude.
Yeah, so I've been looking for some sick Sasuke images, even though I think putting a picture of the couch may be number two.
Dude, they usually won't do copyrighted images.
Shut your flipping mouth.
Sasuke's probably copyrighted.
They can't use Sasuke!
My guess is if you send them a copyrighted image, they're going to be like, bro, we can't just use someone else's work and make money off
of it. What are you talking about?
It's called copyright law. Like, if you go to Office Max and want them to print out 100 copies of a Sasuke picture, they're going to tell you, we can't do that. It's copyrighted.
Really?
Yeah.
What about, what can I get? Just, like, go to, like, stock images?
A picture that you take.
Get the hell, a picture I take?
That's your copyright. You
How
own
am
it.
I going to find Sasuke and take a picture of him, Jonas? I can't go to Comic-Con, goddamn coronavirus.
Oh, dude, you can go get people... cosplaying as Sasuke. I bet if you go to Fiverr,
yes,
and you say, listen, dress up like Sasuke,
yo,
take photos,
yo,
boom, you
You're
own the rights.
Not even wrong.
I bet you $1 million.
Yo, Jonas, look
you
at
know
him,
there's
man.
A cosplay girl on there that has cosplay guy friends, and she can get the whole Naruto like.
Oh, now I just want the cosplay girl. Jonas, this is going to take a dark turn. You're just gonna have me in my room with like sheets of women in like precarious positions.
Interesting. I mean, Walmart could probably make those for you if you want.
I mean, the bottoms of all of them would just be crispy.
Oh, dude, it's a shame that you'd have so much flame by them. Be charred and burnt.
Yeah.
Have you ever played with Legos?
Friction flame.
Are you a Lego guy?
You know what, Jonas? I'm not going to even lie to you.
I was more of a Connects dude.
Okay, we knew a Lego maniac.
Did we?
Zach, he's a Lego maniac.
That was from the old commercial.
And we happen to know a man with the same name who liked Legos, too.
Did he like? Oh, he did used to like Legos.
He did, yes. Yeah. So it wasn't even like a funny coincidence that he was a Lego maniac.
Yeah, there was a time where you couldn't be named Zach.
Okay, so.
It's called 2020.
Did Zach Morris bring it back? Did he, like, bring Zach back to being, like, an acceptable name?
When did that show come out?
Oh.
We're talking about Saved by the Bell.
It was on. I think we were in, like, junior high when that was, like, a show, right, maybe?
Once again, wonderful time to not have my phone. But, yeah, you're right.
So, I mean, that has to be 20-plus years old. The college years came out when we were, like, young adults.
Nope.
Followed our timeline. That's why we related with them so much, bro.
Don't tell everybody a Mario Lopez is my age.
You look just like him, too.
Like basically, black Mario Lopez.
Just as suave. Cheek dimples and everything.
Marvin Lopez.
Marvin Lopez. Jesus. So anyways.
Yeah, whatever.
So I saw online, and I thought this was super cool. Lego has made, it is a Nintendo.
Mm-hmm.
Like an actual Nintendo,
mm-hmm.
The cartridge of Mario, a controller, a small TV. On the TV is an image of like Mario doing something. It comes with like a slider in the back that you can like move Mario around on the screen. And it's all made of Legos. No. The Legos that they sell. I don't think it's quite on sale yet. It might be on sale soon. The system door opens. Legos are getting insane. Like, it's like almost like you could, like, play it.
So you can, like, move Mario around on the screen.
Not like through a level, but, so there's moving parts. It's like, so you would have, like, an NES system and a controller and a game, and it's all made of Legos. It is so advanced. It is 18 plus only.
Oh!
And it is...
Oh!
2,646 pieces to build.
Oh, I thought you were going to say dollars.
No. It's almost 20. Bro. It's over 2,500 pieces.
Yeah.
How much do you think it is?
All right. So how many pieces? Give me the piece count again.
2,646.
2,700 pieces.
Basically, yes.
And remember,
it's Nintendo, so there's licensing with Nintendo.
Yeah, everybody's got to get their hands damp in this one. We already know everybody got to get a little squirt.
Every time you deal with Mario, there's always a squirt happening.
So let's say it's probably, I'm thinking like $500 for the set. I'd pay $500
for the set. You'd pay $500 to build 2,700-piece Mario?
I'm sorry. Am I overboard? Do you know the price of Legos in the store? When's the last time you've been in the toy section?
Legos are ridiculous.
They are ridiculous.
I walked through there one day. It was like, oh, that's a neat little thing. I wonder, oh, $85, and it's like the size of like a softball. I'm like, oh.
The Death Star.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I've seen those prices.
Yeah, dude. I was like, oh, man, Lego is, we'll call it Joe Dyna logos. And we'll make little pieces that.
Are we just going to go take Legos, rip the bags open, put them in like plastic Ziploc bags and start selling them back to the kids? I got you, Lego.
Yeah, dude, that's what we do.
All right.
$230.
Okay, see, I wasn't even looking.
I thought that was a lot, dude. And you were like, $500, I'm good, I'd pay that.
I mean, I would expect it because of like the scale you gave it and everything.
I don't think it's like the size of like a real TV.
No, I mean, like, it's like a collector's item. Now.
Oh, absolutely.
I guess if I had seen the image of it, maybe I would have been like, I ain't paying $80 for that.
I mean, I wouldn't pay $8 for it.
It's probably $8 worth of fucking material.
Yeah, it's like $8 worth of plastic.
Exactly.
It's just, like, how can we do something like that, that we sell something that people buy for $230 that isn't cost a lot for us?
I guess you just have to endear yourself to the hearts of the children and the American dream.
You know what? That's really where it is.
It is.
It's like if you find something that kids can't resist to buy for a toy and they pester their parents till they want to literally break down as human beings, that's how you get all the money.
That's what Christmas is, Jonas.
It's making your parents work really hard to give you things that they can't afford.
I want that for Christmas, so now somebody has to buy it for you. Did you get everything you wanted for Christmas most of the time?
I mean, got a good, like, I mean, like, I couldn't be ridiculous, but yeah, I mean, I got a good, like, a good chunk of, like, the things I asked for. Or,
that's what's up.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like I got most of the, if I wanted a bike for Christmas, I got that bike for Christmas. If I wanted the new Nintendo system for Christmas, I got that too. If I wanted to try to learn a musical instrument for Christmas, I got the music, except for my fucking drums. They never got me the drums. Yeah,
well, that was a year of hell for them. One day of joy for you, a year of hell for them. no, I didn't, like, but I guess I didn't, like, go overboard, you know what I mean? Like, I distinctly remember, like, I don't know if I ever got anything really big, like a system for Christmas, because I distinctly remember, like, I wanted the Super Nintendo, and I traded in my Nintendo and all my games to buy a Super Nintendo, Mario, and, like, one other game. That's the only way I was going to get it, because literally, I will never forget this till the day I die. We're driving to the game exchange place to do this, and my mother's like, I don't know why you want to go get this new system. In a few years, you won't even be playing video games. And this is, and then, like, little did she know, here we are all these years later, I still do play games. Not nearly, I don't play as much as I did then, but up until a few years ago, I really did.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, like, it's like she just totally discounted what was happening, and then I would bring that up and be like, oh, I'm not going to be playing video games anymore, huh? PS2, huh? Give me that PS2, B.
Well, I don't blame her for not wanting to contribute to that, because I think, if anything, like, love my mom to death, and I definitely appreciate her, you know, doing whatever she needed to do financially to get me those, but I had every system that I ever wanted to.
Yeah,
hey, I really liked the PS2. There you go.
Yeah, she ended up getting me a Sega. Like, once she knew I played the Super Nintendo, then I ended up getting a Sega. She got me a PS1, or her and my dad did, because they were separated by that time. Then by the time PS2 came out, I was grown, and it was on me.
I had Atari.
I did have
Nintendo, Super Nintendo, Nintendo 64, PlayStation 1, PlayStation 2. There's a reason.
I never wanted a 64 because there wasn't enough games for me to play, but I got one later in life and played like when I was older.
Yeah.
But I think she did that because she knew she could give me a game and it would leave her the hell alone.
Well, maybe that's what my mom was doing with me.
Did I tell you the story about the teachers at my school were playing the radio hosts, and she, like, bribed me to, like, not go?
Yeah, you told that one on the podcast.
Did I? Yeah, but yeah, dude. So that proves my point. She's like, oh, I don't want to go do this thing. Here, I'll get you Mario 3 if we don't go. And I'm like, yeah, dude, I want the new Mario game. You know, dumbass kid.
That reminds me of a time where I remember coming home from school. Now, I went to Catholic school, like a private school. My mom was really looking out when I get down to it.
Yeah.
And I came home and somebody had broken into our town home.
No!
And they stole my Super Nintendo, dude. And I just remember seeing the cops there, and I remember my mom being mad, and I didn't understand why she was mad at the time.
And then you were mad because your save was gone. Dude, you're like, I've been trying to get 96 on Mario.
I think she just was like, go to your room for a little bit. I'll be up in a second.
Yeah.
And, like, she had to handle that. And, like, I'm thinking, like, how would I handle a break-in as an adult? Oh, I'm getting my gun. Jonas's gun.
What?
You know, the
they're
gun
not with, even here, dude. No, like, why do you...
The gun with the serial number scratched off that you have.
Oh, the secret one.
Yes, the secret gun.
Yeah,
right?
Dude.
Everybody has
Speaking
one of those.
Speaking of guns, did you hear about...
What up?
Like, a protester was shot in Austin.
Really? I thought all that was happening in Portland, man.
Well, here's what happened. And it was funny because today... I read the story last night, and then today... I saw a bunch of people posting things on Instagram that this unarmed man was shot during the Black Lives Matter protest, da-da-da-da-da, this, that, the other. The story was this dude brought an AK-47 to the protest.
Oh, come on.
The dude who got shot.
Yeah, I get it.
A car drove not into the crowd, but was driving in an area a car was not supposed to be. The man approached him. Aimed the AK-47 at him. It's fucking Texas. The dude in the car had a gun, shot his ass, and drove off. Because he was fucking intimidated because a man was approaching him with an AK-47. And the guy who shot the guy drove away, called the police, turned himself in, and the police let him go after they like questioned him and like whatever, because there is a picture of the dude aiming an AK-47.
Okay, well, see, there you okay. I was gonna say, look, it's his story against his. In
but
one
no,
case,
there's
but,
a ton of people right, that so, saw it too.
Yeah, and cell phones all over the
yeah,
place.
Yeah, yeah, but like, I'm like, no, I don't think anyone should die. But one, why are you bringing an AK-47 to a protest for one? Like,
look, no, fuck that shit. Bring your AK-47s to the goddamn protest.
Why do you need it?
Because if it's America, goddamn it.
I mean, I get it. I get from that perspective, like, I'm bringing it because I can bring it.
If you can go waving it around and pointing it at people in your front yard, guess what, motherfucker? We can bring it and wave it around when everybody else needs to do it as well. I don't have a problem with that, but why the fuck are you pointing it at somebody? First rule of gun safety is do not point this thing at anything that you do not intend to kill.
Right. That's why I'm like, the man in the car was probably like, oh, shit.
Asterisk. Or get killed.
Right.
Or get killed yourself.
Like, I was just like, but I just thought it was interesting that they were like saying that he was unarmed and this, that, and the other. And I'm like, all the stories I read said he had a gun and pointed it at the guy. That's why he got shot.
Now, Jonas, I'm not a violent person.
Oh, me neither.
I would never. We honestly do not have a gun in the house.
I've never owned a gun.
We should definitely change that because it is Texas and when in Rome, you know?
Right, dude. I mean, like, you just invite somebody in and then you're defending yourself.
But I'm going to 100% tell you right now.
Yeah.
That I would never shoot a person, but if a motherfucker points an AK-47 at me, he's getting fucking shot. Alright? Because if it's me and you, it's always gonna be me.
Right.
It's always
That was my thing. It's like, who knows what the circumstances was. I don't know, you know, I don't know what the guy in the car said. I don't know what the guy outside the car said. You know, whatever. Well, but the thing I think they're trying to play off of, it was a white dude who got killed at the protest. He has a black paraplegic girlfriend.
Wait, what?
He has his girlfriend is black. She they've been dating since they were children.
Oh.
She doesn't have any hands or feet because she had sepsis and lost her limbs.
Oh.
He's been taking care of her forever.
Oh.
He's like very vocal in like Black Lives Matter and things and whatever.
Oh.
But he still had an AK-47 at the protest and like aimed it at a man.
Oh.
So but they don't know, but like there's been no dialogue of like, did the guy in the car talk shit? Was the guy in the car trying to do something? But he still pointed an AK-47 at this dude, and he ended up shot and got killed.
Wait a minute, Jonas. Since I don't agree with what he did, am I a Republican now?
No, Republicans love guns.
No, because I don't agree with the guy that I agree with the dude that shot the dude and ran. And I'm a Republican now, right?
Damn. Does that mean you are a Republican?
Yeah, dude. I think it. Give me the MAGA hat, Jonas. Go get the one out of your closet.
You could be Kanye's running mate, dude.
That's independent and no.
You already said you would work for him if he paid you enough.
Oh, yeah. Come on, John. I'll sell out in a heartbeat. Let's sell out in a heartbeat.
If you're like, listen, if I had to sell out to be able to sit in my room for the rest of my life and never have to work because I had enough money to pay my bills.
Exactly.
I'm in.
Yo, Kanye could hit the podcast up tomorrow and tell both of us and we would change the whole podcast and come back totally different. The next week.
We'd be singing about sewing. We do it all in show tune voices, singing about
fine.
Welcome to the Crazy Town Sewing Channel.
We'd be like, vaccines are the devil.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. All right. We don't have a ton of time, so I got a quick hit about some. I want to talk more. All right. So in Florida, Georgia.
Gotcha.
I mean, Georgia might as well be Florida. What's that country band? Florida, Georgia Line, dude. They're like, bro, we're right by the Badoo.
What? I don't even know what that means. They're a country band, though, yes. But
yeah, dude,
Florida, Georgia,
like, basically the same thing.
What happened there?
Police were called. They found a body on the motherfucking railroad tracks,
goddamn bodies.
Just dude.
Throwing your bodies all over the place.
Throwing your bodies all around on the railroad tracks.
In puddle of mud.
So, you know, they quarantine off the area, call in the detectives. They show up.
Boom.
He comes up. He goes, this is my crime scene now, Stan. Get the fuck out of here. I'm going to go take care of this.
That's the kind
of
dick I like.
Yeah, dude. He walks up. Checks out this petite little clothed woman.
Oh, no.
Finds out it is a fucking sex doll.
Oh my god.
Somebody had a fully clothed, like, one of those high-end sex dolls and left it on the railroad tracks. And they found it and thought it was a dead body because it was fully clothed and was, like, the size of a real woman.
All right, Jonas, I want you to tell me the story of the man who left that sex doll there. Boom, go.
You know, I was trying to think about this.
That's the first thing I thought about.
My first thought was, like,
come on,
that
give
dude
it to
left me. A lot of money on the railroad.
No, give
track.
Me some ambiance.
Oh, okay.
Give me
no, some ambience. I'm just telling you where my thought process
okay,
is.
Fine.
You know, I'm like, god damn, he spent a lot of money to leave this. Here's what I'm thinking. He's sitting at home.
Okay, sitting at home.
Hi, my name is Troy, and I'm sitting at home.
Okay.
I'm drunk.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, man, I really want to fuck my sex doll right now.
Which one? Because you know he has more than one.
He's like, Susanna.
Ooh.
Yeah.
But Julie hates Susanna.
Exactly. He's
Julie
like,
does not approve.
Julie doesn't approve of Susanna. So you know what I'm going to do?
What are you going
to do? I'm going to take Susanna down to the railroad tracks.
Yeah.
Because I want to get it rough and dirty with her down there.
One last
out in public.
One last ride.
Yeah, smash her face on the railroad tracks.
She always liked it
she
like that.
She always liked it rough. And he goes down there.
Uh-huh.
He's drunk.
Uh-huh. He's got the he's got a bottle with him.
He's got
what's the bottle of?
Ooh, he's drinking
what is this man
Southern
drinking?
Comfort.
Oh, fucking goddamn it. Southern Comfort and sex dolls always go together.
Yeah, dude. He's fucking
alliteration.
He's fucking her with the Southern Comfort bottle. He's like
Southern Comfort up her ass. He's penetrating her from the front. Let's go, Jonas.
And then
I'm grossed out.
I'm so grossed out as well. And then he nuts. He gets post-nut.
Nuts. All right. We didn't need to get that graphic with
yes.
it.
He gets post-nut clarity. He gets spooked.
All right.
Because somebody's rustling in the weeds. He thinks it was a deer.
He's wearing a trench coat. He pulls his jeans up.
And he runs to the car because he's like, I just got to get out of here real quick.
Yeah, fuck that.
And then he forgets because he's drunk that he left the sex doll there. No. He goes home. He fucks Julie, his sex doll Julie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's like, Susanna who? That bitch got a busted head. I was smacking it on the railroad tracks.
He's like, I did it, Jules.
I did it. Just you and me now.
I got rid of her.
Yeah.
I took her down to the railroad track so we could be alone.
That is the most disgusting thing we ever talked
it's
about.
Probably exactly what happened, though.
It probably is, yeah.
Very close.
Yeah, yeah. He just wanted to live on the edge, man. He wanted to get rough and dirty.
He wanted to live on the edge.
He wanted to get rough and tumble in the stones of the railroad track. You know, there's always rocks on the railroad tracks.
Yeah. I feel like the kind of guy that would buy a sex doll would buy two sex dolls.
And I feel like the guy who would buy one and would buy two would have them like a narrative of how they felt about each other and would go and fuck it in public down by the tracks to not make the other one upset.
Yes. Very true.
And then he would come home and tell her the story about he got rid of her and it was just them now. The old Aaron Hernandez.
What? Wait.
Take him out to the quarry and murder
That's
him.
A real story.
Yeah. He's going to take her down to the quarry and murder her.
I thought we were just having a fun, lighthearted time.
Talking,
now we're like, no, you know what? Harvey Epstein did it.
He did. Harvey Weinstein. You mixed Epstein and Weinstein.
Well, look, man.
All the Steens,
what's
dude.
The other one's name?
The Steens did it.
What's the woman's name?
Oh, is her name like Giselle or something?
Jillian Giseline Maxwell?
Jizzy Maxwell?
Well, I wish her well.
I heard she's going to have something happen.
You know, it was a joke. So are we done?
Yeah, I heard something happened to her, dude.
It was,
she didn't kill herself. No, she didn't get corona.
We just wish her well, Jonas.
Yeah, dude. Best of luck to you in that place you're in. What? What are you laughing about?
Isn't that Jonas? It was a sub. It was a subliminal.
Ah, wish her well, but dude. Best of luck.
I don't want to explain it because
the
then it ruins the joke.
Huh? All right, man. Well, that's all the time we have for today's episode. Nice, nice episode today. Really good episode. You know what's great?
It was
episodes.
Off the rails.
This episode.
Off the rails.
Good episode. Great episode. You know what's not? You know what's really great? People. People are great. We're great. You know what we are? We're people.
Very true. I've been a person my whole life.
Yes. But, yeah, dude. For Jonas.
TNT.
We'll catch you on the next one. We are
out.